church. Wow. Woo. Goodness gracious. And cheap chips. I didn't know that about you. Where did he go? Oh, there you are. Well, with the cheap chips, we should very easily raise the amount for 4,000, huh? I tell you, some of us ladies know that sometimes cheap just isn't the best, is it? You just have to buy the brand name for sure. I'm just moved by the music and moved by what these teens have done. Almost $4,000. That is amazing. That's amazing. And it's an encouragement to me as the executive director of all these CPCs across the Wabash Valley to see what a group of teens will do. And you've just moved me tonight. Thank you. Well, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is actually today. And it will be 40 years next year that abortion was made legal in the U.S., 40 years ago. And but we have deemed this Sunday as Sanctity of Human Life Sunday to celebrate life, not to destroy life. And together in our community, we've made a huge difference. In fact, 1.3 million abortions are done every year still in the U.S. And I want you to notice the statistic. Even though it's down, that's still way too many, isn't it? 1.3 is still way too many. But some of the statistics that I read was 20% of abortions are done on teens. And that's way too high. But it is way down from what it was in the early 1990s. And I believe, and statistics will bear this out, that it is because of abstinence programs such as what the CPC has in the Wabash Valley. We see about 8,000 students every year, and you're going to hear a couple brief testimonies that have made the difference. Because what happened in the 90s, CPC said, We don't want to be open to see them in a crisis pregnancy. We want to prevent that. So let's go into the schools and say, you are worth waiting for. You are worth waiting for. So those are down because teens are choosing to abstain. They know that is the best and healthiest choice for them. But the statistic that's really startling is that 58% of abortions are done on young adults in their 20s, specifically ages 20 to 24. That means college. College. That's why the CPC has a branch next to Indiana State University to reach these college students. And boy, are we are just skimming the surface. We have this small office, and they're coming. And we're praying, and Joe knows about this, what the future's going to hold as far as a building for us, where we can reach 1,500 more a year and see many more babies saved. But right now, we're excited about this one satellite center close to Indiana State University. And what I hear a lot from the directors is they're coming and they're saying, we lost our way. We're away from home. We're away from our church, and we've lost our way. And we have gotten sexually active, and now we're in a crisis pregnancy. And so we're there to help them to find their way back to God. But that's where the target is that college group. And that's why my passion as the executive director is to reach more and more of the college student. And we're doing just that. When I first became executive director, I think about 5% of our clients were college. And that's up now overall to about 35%. The one next to campus is seeing about 60% college students because that's where the abortions are. But I want us, even in the face of all this, together in our community, we have made a huge impact. And it's exciting for me as the executive director and being involved with the CPC since 1988, to see the pro-life community and the Christian family come together and put actions to our words. And look at the results. In 1998, to 2008, the Indiana State Board of Health reported that abortions dropped, and this is just in our counties, Vigo County, Clay County, a couple of the surrounding counties, dropped almost 100 abortions a year. I think that's pretty amazing. To me, that says that our community, in fact, I know our community is involved. And James 2 says this, and as I thought about the church community and these teens, I thought about James. It says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and if one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? And the next slide. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. And I want to say that I have seen, and we have seen it tonight, deeds put into practice, words put into practice through our church family. Look at this. I just wanted to show you across the Wabash Valley what the church family did in 2011. Walk for Life, you can see that over 24,000. 65 churches gave to the CPC last year. You can see the amount. The Change for Life campaign that we have from the churches, over $12,000. Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and guess who was the big one there? It was Faith. And the grand total for that was, if you'll go back one slide, the grand total was from the churches is over $96,000. $96,000, and it doesn't end there. 60 plus volunteers, guess where they came from? The churches. 10 staff, guess where the staff came from? The churches. Board members, Joe's one of them, guess where they came from? The churches. Putting action to our words. Putting action to our words. And look at Faith, we just saw that. Look at what Faith raised, just this congregation alone raised. Putting deeds to our words. In fact, the grand total that the CPC raised, look at what we raised last year. And most of that is connected to the church family. And we needed it. You know, you're going to see some of the statistics, and we're even going to do more this year to reach more. Is that not amazing? That is deeds put into practice. And one of the things that I have thought about is that reaching the abortion vulnerable has been a collaborative undertaking in the Wabash Valley. Last year, we're working on a project we haven't made public yet about possibly building, and I've been working with a lot of the business community, and I'm real connected with the churches because my husband's a pastor, and I know a lot of the pastors, and it was just a whole new thing for me to be exposed more to the business community and to see men in the business community have a heart for life and have a heart for the community has been pretty amazing. So as I thought about this, together we have made an impact. Together. One person can do a lot, but together, when the church family came together, just for the CPC alone, look at the amazing things that we have done. And as I thought about that in my own life, in my church, and at Faith, it is just a reminder that we need each other. We do. We need. God instituted the church. Yes, we have flaws. Yes, no congregation is perfect. Yes, we don't see everything eye to eye, but we need each other. We do. We do. We don't see eye to eye at the CPC, but I tell you what, we are passionate about reaching these women and saving these babies and seeing these men and women come to Christ. And that's what faith is all about, is about, we may not see everything eye to eye, but we're passionate about loving Jesus and about reaching people for Christ. We need each other. And the next is some scripture that I want to share from Ephesians. And I just want us to rejoice. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And church, say amen. Together. Wow. We've made an impact together. Even facing NARAL. NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and also Planned Parenthood continue their attacks on CPCs. Even while we're facing well-organized, well-funded opposition, we have grown. The opposition is all across the U.S., and I just wanted to share with you, church family, what's going on. It's kind of like a David and Goliath thing. But they continue their attacks. Why? Well, there's 3,000 abortion clinics across the U.S., and they're shrinking. But there's 4,000 CPCs across the U.S., and they're growing. And here's some of the things that they are saying about us. And I'm going to read. I've got a couple of them up there, but I'm going to actually read from NARAL's website. It says, can you imagine facing an unintended pregnancy and going to a clinic run by anti-choice volunteers when you thought you were at a real health center? This scenario sounds like a bad joke, but there are more than 4,000 such organizations known as the Crisis Pregnancy Centers nationwide. These CPCs mislead and manipulate women, especially women facing an unintended pregnancy. Women facing an unintended pregnancy should get the facts about all their options. They should not have to face, listen to this, lies, pressure, and lectures from anti-choice volunteers at CPCs. And then they say, get involved. Here's what they tell those that come to their website to do. Contact Congress. They're doing a nationwide campaign to pass legislation against CPCs. The next thing they say is to watch 12th in Delaware. Has anyone by any chance seen that on HBO? Okay, they put out this, quote, documentary on CPCs discrediting us, and they said, go and watch that on HBO. Take the quiz. Could you spot a CPC if you had to? Take our short CPC quiz. You can click there, and you can take it to make sure you never accidentally visit one or suggest one to a friend. Then the last thing they say is watch the video, and then they talk about someone that is speaking against CPCs. But there's a major attack against us. In fact, they tried to change things through Congress. They couldn't. Then they went to the state houses and tried to change things that way. It didn't succeed. And now they're trying to go from city to city to change ordinances in the city against CPCs. Their latest was in New York City. That would be an easy one. I think Terre Haute will be a little difficult for them, but San Francisco was another one. So they're constantly strategizing. How can we close CPCs? Their goal is to close CPCs down, and so they continue arm in arm with Planned Parenthood to do that. Planned Parenthood and NARAL is our competition. Planned Parenthood is the number one abortion provider in the country. So they are a competition. So the attacks go on, And, you know, but what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. And I can say that to you with from the bottom of my heart, just as Joseph said in Genesis 50:20, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, even though the abortion industry has Hollywood, has the media, has many in the government for them, they have lots of funding, federal funding, Planned Parenthood does, although you know the whole debate with the Planned Parenthood here. So they have lots of money, and they're still coming after us. And for the most part, we don't receive any federal funding. Our funding, that money that I just shared, came locally here in the Wabash Valley. So here it is kind of like a David and a Goliath. But the thing is, God is on our side. And when the Christian community family unites, we make a difference. And that's exactly what we're doing. Because here's some of the things that it has done for us. Their efforts have done this. It's brought more attention to CPCs across the nation. When they've tried to bring them before Congress and state houses, what has happened was that when people really began to look and investigate in these CPCs, the state houses have said, my goodness, we should be thanking them for what they're doing. And they have begun to pass resolutions praising the work of CPCs across the country. Is that not amazing? What Satan meant for evil, God used it for good. Another thing that it's caused us to do in CPCs across the country is to evaluate all of our policy and procedures and all of the information that we share to make sure it's accurate and reliable. We don't want to be sharing inaccurate statistics or information. We want to make sure that everything that we do is above board. So at the centers here, every year we go through even all of our brochures, and if the statistics is outdated, this is the only time that I say we can pitch it. But we pitch it. If the brochures are outdated, we try not to order too many because many times the statistics will change. But we go through, is it outdated? Is it not documented well? Then we pitch it because we want to make sure that what we are sharing is very reliable. God has given favor. God has given favor. I love these verses, and this is exactly what God has done for the CPCs. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Amen. I can say that even from a personal level, can you relate to this? Sometimes I think, why are these things happening to the CPC? We're just a little center growing, trying to reach people for Christ, and we have these attacks, and we have these things that happen, and we have these issues that come up against us. But it's an opportunity for God to show himself strong. Can you relate to that? Have you had something in your life, you're doing what you thought you should for the Lord, you're serving him, and all of a sudden something blindsides you, a trial comes in your life, and you can look back now and you can say, God was glorified. God got me through it. And I know there's probably even now, many of you are facing a struggle. And I want to say that God will get you through it. He will instruct you and he will teach you in the way that you shall go. Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Look at some of the things that he has done in 2011. This is what he has done. Over 5,000 various types of support to clients right here in the Wabash Valley. 2,700 visits. 2,000, almost 2,100 class visits for our support groups. for our dads, for our moms, all kinds of support groups that we have. 446 sexually transmitted disease screening last year for men and women. 90 babies born. 102 ultrasounds given to abortion vulnerable. And I know of those 102, just one that actually had an abortion. Just one. That means 101 carried their babies. 1,763 new clients. 433 were male. 60 inmates learned how to be a better father at the prison. 550 were college students. 310 were abortion vulnerable. 134 in the centers made a commitment to abstinence. That doesn't include the 8,000 students that we saw in the Wabash Valley with the abstinence message. 446 were presented the gospel, not just prayer. We did a lot of prayer. We did a lot of talking about God, but they heard the plan of salvation. And 49 made a decision for Christ. Amen. Lives changed forever. Lives changed forever. Here's some of the comments from some of our clients. She says, I'm going to stop and choose secondary abstinence. I don't like to open up, but I felt I was at home. I learned how one choice can change my life. She made me feel better about keeping my baby. What about this one? This was one in the school. Lust is a state of mind, but love is a state of the heart. And I have to share you this little handwritten testimony from a student. Keir Hopkins, he's our first male and African-American CPR instructor. If you know Keir, he's very gifted. In fact, he went to ISU with a major in speech. Before that, he was abandoned by father and mother. Long story short, drugs, everything, sex, he did it all. He did it all. He had very persuasive speech, and he used that speech to persuade many to do evil things. He went to ISU, carried on that activity there. But then God got a hold of his life, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and everything changed. He's married to a wonderful, godly woman. They have four beautiful kids. And he is on fire for God. And as I interviewed him for this position, he said, Sharon, I used to use my voice for evil. And I told God the day that I asked him into my life, I want to use it for good. And here's one student of many that wrote this. I love the guest speaker. My dad has never been a true dad. My mom left my dad because he was abusive. What you have taught me today, I will never forget as long as I live. You have truly given me hope that I can change my life for the better. P.S. Your speech is something I will tell my kids and their kids. I have never been moved by a speech that has given me so much hope. One young girl was going to commit suicide, and after she heard Keir's story, she said, now I have a reason to live. Lives changed. And we want to do more. We started this year. Look at the medical services we're going to offer to compete with Planned Parenthood, to be there for these men and women who are sexually active, who need direction, and if who they don't change, they're going to be in a crisis pregnancy. Here are some of the services that we are offering even this year. And I want to end with Kenna's story. Kenna, there we are. She had just been baptized. She goes back a long way. She came to the center, same drug addict, alcoholic, abusive boyfriend, was pregnant. He was a drug addict, alcoholic. She did carry this child. She winded up leaving the abusive relationship. She comes back to the center, and Melissa actually leads her to Christ. And so she's looking for a church, and we're not very far from the center. We meet at Meadows. So Melissa said, well, why don't you go to New Life Community Church? Well, Kenna did. A little rocky start. You know, she was kind of in and out. And then all of a sudden, she really decided, I'm going to commit my life to Jesus Christ. And she did. And she came, and she started coming regularly to church. And her life changed. And this is a friend that wrote her something. At first, her friend was at work was afraid of her. But then she says this to Kenna. She says, Kenna, I was testifying at church about you getting baptized and openly thanking the Lord for you. Look at you now, going faithfully to church and growing in Christ. I thank God for you. And I remember Kenna, and you can go to the next slide. Here's what she responds. And she's emailing me, and she says, so Sharon, I am so glad to be a part of this church and to join such an amazing family with Christ. When I read this, it made me think of you and the CPC. Where would I be if Christ didn't talk to me that day? I have no words to express how God has blessed me. So just thank you again. A life changed. She just finished a Beth Moore Bible study with me on David, seeking a heart like his. And I can remember on one, she was kind of quiet, but we were talking about abusive situations and how sometimes you take things out on someone else. And she had been in a horrible situation. And she began to go like this. She goes, that's me. She said, I did that. I was in an abusive relationship and I took it out on other people. And God has changed my heart. And she's now, Tuesday, we're going to start another Beth Moore Bible study that she's excited about going to. Jesus, the one and only, that's going to take us right up to Easter. That's what it's about. That's a life changed. And thank you, church. Thank you, teenagers. You had a part in Kenna changing. You had a huge part, because together, as we've done these fundraisers and raised the money, and here I'm the executive director, we all have had a part. And God sees, and God's going to bless you for your sacrifice for Him. Thank you. I want to celebrate. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us no one can recount. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's hand has done mighty things. Together with God, we've won. Together with God, we are strong. Together with the Lord, our impact will spread as we stand united.